In the Gospels, the Lord instructs us on what sort of example we must give in living out the gospel life, but also what to do if perchance those in a position of authority over us do not give good example. So in the first place is the giving a good example ourselves. This presupposes, naturally, that we are desirous of carrying out the commandments of our Lord. It is clear that if we're not very interested in following our Lord, in doing his will, then clearly we are not going to give a good example to others. So first of all, so to speak, we need to give a good example to our own selves, if we can use that language. So we have to, and to put another way, be sincere about being disciples of our Lord. Sometimes we can fool ourselves in that regard, and that's what I mean about giving good example to ourselves. We can fool ourselves, we can imagine that somehow we are being a good person, living out the gospel, when in fact we haven't done a sufficient examination of conscience, when we haven't seriously undertaken the life of the gospel. If we look in a haphazard way to learn the requirements of the gospel and to put them into effect. So first of all, we have to be that good example to ourselves. If we are good examples in this regard, then it is clear that with regard to others, we will be able to set the good example as well. So that if, for example, we talk about the gospel to others, if, say, we are in a position of authority, and for example, if we are parents or if we are authorities within the church and we instruct others on the ways of the gospel, then others seeing us put the gospel into effect in our lives will be moved to do the same. If, however, we say these things but we do not put them into practice, it should not surprise us that others will not want to follow where we wish them to go, if indeed we do wish them to go there. So it's important that we put these maxims of the gospel, these commandments of the Lord, into effect wholeheartedly, that we desire to do so, and that we are not lax with ourselves. But say that those in a position of authority over us do not set the good example. Well, our Lord does not let us off the hook. He says, with regard to the Pharisees, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you. So the Pharisees were teaching the Israelites the law of Moses. The problem was that they were not very observant of it themselves. So he says, observe all the things whatsoever they tell you, but do not observe their example. So if someone above me gives bad example, I do not have carte blanche to set a bad example myself. Rather, I should follow the good word that they tell me and put that into effect, regardless of whether a good example or a bad example is set before me. We do not thereby excuse the bad example of someone in a position of authority. Indeed, they will have to answer before our Lord. But we, having a free will, having the ability to know the things that our Lord has taught us to do, we are not thereby excused. Therefore, we are always to seek to do what we know that our Lord is telling us to do. Now, a question may arise. Suppose that I have difficulty finding out what our Lord is telling me to do. Suppose the person in the position of authority is not speaking those words, is not imparting the good teaching of the Lord. Well, there are several ways to answer the question. The first way to answer the question is that our Lord speaks to all of us through the voice of conscience. Do the good and avoid evil. No one needs to teach us this. Every one of us has this voice of the Lord speaking through our conscience. We can choose to be docile to this voice, or we can choose to suppress it. Sooner or later, if we choose to suppress it, that voice comes back and we will not be able to ignore it. So in the first place, we have our conscience that tells us what we must do. But our conscience needs to be well informed. Our conscience needs to grow in the ways of the Lord, so to speak. Now, we live in a day and age, the so-called information age, when the teachings of the Lord imparted through the church are available as never before at our fingertips. So even if certain people in a position of authority either say wrong things or neglect to say what they ought to say, well, we can go search these things out. I can, with a few clicks of the mouse and a few typings at the keyboard, find out a great deal of information, proper information, right information, about the teachings of the church. I can go learn the official teachings of the church. I can go to the Vatican website and assimilate this information. I can pick up the catechism or access it online. Understand? So there are things that I can do that make the teachings of the church accessible as they have never been accessible in the entire history of the church. Even if nobody in a position of authority where I happen to live communicates this. I would not say that this is quite the case at all, but let us suppose. Let us suppose that we will enter into times where it is difficult to establish lines of communication with our local authorities. We still have much available to us. Having said that we live in an age of information, we are awash in a sea of useless information. We are awash in a sea of not only useless information, but harmful information. And many people honestly don't know where to go. But you see, our Lord has provided us infallible means whereby we can find out what we need to know and then put that into effect. Because He has established the infallibility of His vicar when He teaches in matters of faith and morals. We know when the vicar of Christ, namely the Holy Father, teaches officially on matters of faith and morals, that he will be upheld by our Lord. We can be sure that what he imparts officially with regard to faith and morals is what we need to follow. And he also has guaranteed the indefectibility of his church, that he will be with his church to the end of time, that the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. So you see, if we remain in that ark of the church, and if we follow the teachings imparted by the Holy Father, if we also follow the teachings of the magisterium, that teaching body that guards the faith, the Holy Father in union with the bishops who guard, protect, disseminate, explain the faith, then we will be sure, if we sincerely desire to do so, we will be sure of being on the path to heaven. We will be sure of being on the road to setting a good example for ourselves and setting a good example for others. So we have these things, and we need to sincerely desire to follow these things, to learn about these things, to put them into effect, and not permit ourselves to be distracted by this, that, or the other. And we should be quick, I might add, not to condemn persons of authority over us, looking to catch at this or that word that we may think is erroneous. What we should be most sincere about is seeking the will of God and putting that into effect. And if we do that, then everything else will fall into place. That's what we need to look above all to do. Seek the kingdom of God, and all else will be given to us besides. That's what Jesus told us. So if we sincerely desire to know the teachings of the Church, if we sincerely desire to put them into effect, do we not suppose that our Lord will come to our aid and help us to fulfill those desires? If we sincerely desire these things, do we not suppose then that we will be that good example? If we sincerely desire these things, even if those in positions of authority sometimes say things we do not understand, do we not believe that our Lord will guide us properly along the ways of salvation? We need to do what our Blessed Lady did, to ponder the word of the Lord constantly. If we never ponder the word of the Lord, how will we call that desire? How will we put it fully into effect? If we never think about the Lord and the things of the Lord. See, we need to dispose our hearts and our minds to the things of the Lord. A Lord never violates our free will. Wherever we want to go, our Lord will respect. He will respect our wishes, for good or for ill. But He always, at least in this life, pursue us with His grace. How long will we outrun the grace of our Lord? Why do we not let the grace of our Lord catch up with us? That our desires will be properly oriented, that we will allow the grace of the Lord to form our hearts, so that like the Virgin Mary, we will be docile at every moment to the inspirations of the Spirit. And then we will recognize the true authority of our Lord, His truth, He who is truth, so that we may then receive the reward that is meted out for all those who acknowledge the authority of the Lord. Praise be Jesus and Mary.